Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're going to get the church crunk on this one. They're going to be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Take your heels off. Yeah. Yeah. Anointed truth. Let's go. This spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
This spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You created me
to work.
Oh yeah.
God create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
But our mind is thinking all through the night, amen. You can't go to sleep, you can't lay down. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord comes in and give us comfort in our mind, amen. Where our mind can be at rest, amen. And Jesus came to give us rest, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the rest this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, do you have some rest this morning? Amen. You're not tossing and turning all night long because you know your God is at work for you, amen. And not only is God at work for you, God is working in you, amen. He's working to keep you safe, amen. He's working to keep you in peace, amen. He's working to uplift you this morning. And that is why you got to have a God to uplift you, amen.
You have to have something that you can lean on. Amen. When your mind is empty, amen, and then the devil comes in to bring all of these thoughts in you. He bring all of these cares on. He put all these things upon you. Got you worried about what you're going to eat. Got you worried about what you're going to drink. Got you worried about what you're going to put on, amen. Got you worried about, am I going to get sick, amen. Amen. Got you worried about the virus, amen. But thank God, I'm not worried, amen. I believe that I've been predestined, amen. Hallelujah. I believe I've been predestined, and nothing can happen to me. Until it's time, amen. And whatever that time is, that was the time, amen. God already knew how it was going to happen before it happened, amen. God already knows, amen. Aren't we glad that we got a God that knows all things, amen? But if we can come to recognize that nothing is
going
to happen except God allows. Hallelujah. That the enemy can't do nothing to me.
Moving in,
don't let God allow it. Hallelujah. Is that right?
You.
Amen. He can't attack you. If God allows it, amen. And if God allows it, you know you're able to handle it, amen. Hallelujah. Is that all right? If God allows it, he knows that what? He's going to bring you through it, amen. He wants to show the world that. Look at here. Yeah, he came, but he went, amen. Hallelujah. The devil came, but he went, amen. You know, sometimes when the devil brings you something, you got to let him know sometimes he got the wrong address, amen. Come on, y'all, amen. You know, when the mailman come and it's not the right address, you take the mail and send it back, amen. He said, this don't belong to me, amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we say, this don't belong to me, amen. And when something attacks you, you have to tell the devil, you have no right to do this. You have no legal right to attack me. Hallelujah. Because what? I'm under the banner of Christ, amen. I'm not under the banner of the world anymore, amen. Aren't you glad about it? That you're under the banner of Christ, amen. You're under the banner of the anointed one. And because you're under the banner of the anointed one, he has no right to touch you. What does the scripture say? Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, amen. Hallelujah, amen. You got to tell the devil that, amen. You can't touch God. Say, I'm God anointed, amen. And because I'm God anointed, amen, you have no right to touch me. Hallelujah. Come on, tell this sickness to have no right to touch me because what? I'm God's anointed, amen. Hallelujah. See, when you know your rights, amen, you can tell the devil what to do, amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad about it, amen? Praise God. Somebody got a testimony this morning. And we're coming to y'all live on Facebook Live, amen. We're at church this morning. We want y'all to know we're here praising God. We want you to know we're here giving God some glory. And we come to say that we're not in fear, amen. We believe God, amen. It's either we're going to walk in faith or we're going to walk in fear, amen. I know fear might torment you, but I'm not going to be tormented, amen. The devil has no right to torment me, amen. Praise God. Perfect love casts out fear, amen. And fear is only a punishment.
Line muted.
We're not looking for no punishment, amen.
Line unmuted.
Amen. And then say, I have my faith in that Jesus took my punishment for me, so I'm not expecting punishment. I have accepted what he's done for me. So I'm in expectance of glory. Hallelujah. I'm in expectance of life, amen. I'm not even in expectance of death. I know we're going to die naturally. But I realize that a seed can't revive without a first death. Hallelujah. So I know I had to die. Jesus had to die. Jesus said, Jesus himself, he said, except I can live, the spirit will come unto me. But as long as I'm here, that life is on the inside of me. And the only way that life can come out of me, that's on the inside of me, is that I can give it to you, is that I got to die. Hallelujah. That's why he died, amen. So this is on the inside of him. To come back to us and be in love. Aren't you glad about it? Let's give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song that you're playing here is his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I thank God. If there be a test. So we have stand up with you.
I just know that his word is true. You know, I feel good than I ever felt in my life.
Hallelujah.
You know, I thank God for his rest, peace. You know, I just thank God. It's, I ain't got no words to really describe how good God is.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, God is good and blessed. She feels more peace now than she ever felt before.
Amen.
What a wonder, amen. It had to be God that gives us that, amen. Somebody else got a testimony this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I really want to thank God for his goodness and his mercy that endures forever. I just thank God that I do not have fear because perfect love casts out fear.
Come on.
And I know God giving me perfect love in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that he kept my family safe all week. He kept us through all the storms that came and went and did not affect us.
Thank
so
you, Jesus.
So we go to see, like my husband saying, but we're coming out on better for it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
So I just think I know I pray to thank all of my sisters and brothers on the one of past who passed last year. They've been a year now, how time flies. But you know what? The rest of us, they're here, their family living. And I just thank God that he had kept us.
Amen.
All safe through the pandemic, whatever it is, the virus, you know, a lot of drama going on. And I'm so sick and tired of the drama.
Come on now.
You know, but I know God is God.
God is God.
He's God. And I said, nothing happen unless he allows it.
Hallelujah.
That's what will happen. And do it, but, you know, so I think I didn't think, you know, I had counsel back in 2011.
Amen.
And holy counsel, and I came through it.
Amen.
You know, and I just thank God that he had his hand on me, and I can testify that God is a healer.
God is a healer.
Does he heal?
Come on, man.
And I just thank God for his healing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. And I know I just, they're still here. I'm still, you know, I have my little aches and pains, but who don't at our age?
Amen.
You know, but I'm still in the land of the living.
Amen.
And I just thank God that everything, I know I had gallbladder surgery, I had this surgery. But through it all,
through it
God
all.
Was there.
God was
and
there.
I did not fear because I know my God always, he gave me his spirit.
Yes.
If I have experienced everything,
yes. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everything.
Amen.
This morning, I brought him in the building with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's in me.
He's in you.
He's in me.
Hallelujah.
I've been baptized in his name.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
I came up out of the water.
Yes.
A new creation.
Yes. 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 Amen. Let's give Lord a hand praise. Amen.
Amen.
God is with her. Say, God is with me. Everywhere I go, God is with me. Amen. I will not fear what the enemy can do unto me, because God is with me. Amen. And if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me, amen.
Lord.
And therefore, I will not fear, amen.
I will not
fear. Hallelujah. I like that. You know, I have to stretch that all the time, because
yes.
I'm talking to myself when I say I will not fear, because, you know, I got to get it in my mind also. I know there might be words in the book, amen,
yes.
But I got to get the word down in my heart that I'm not going to fear, amen.
Right.
Amen. And some people might wonder, why do you always talk about don't fear, don't fear, don't fear? Because I'm talking to myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm convincing my mind and my spirit that I'm not going to fear. And then I'm bringing up the reason why I shouldn't fear. Amen.
Yes.
Because God is with me. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to let us know of a surety that he's with us.
Amen.
That's amen. Amen. If nobody has a testimony, I didn't hear anybody. Amen. If no one else has a testimony, then I'm going to give a word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I came to give a word of God this morning. You know, some things that God's been pressing upon my heart and pressing upon my mind when I see things going on in the world. And the Bible said we have to be instant, in season, and out of season. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have to pay attention to the things going on now, and we also have to declare and pay attention to the things that are going to be later on. Amen.
Amen.
And so sometimes we've got to deal with what's going on now. It's what we see now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see the reason that Jesus came in the first place. He came that all mankind might have equity. Amen.
Amen.
So he said there's no difference between the Jew nor Greek, the bond nor free, but we're all what? One in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so we got to have equity or equality among one another. And we need equality. Amen.
Amen.
And so whenever we see inequality, amen, God lets us know we should speak out about inequality in the land.
Amen.
Amen. Injustice. Amen. Amen. Things that are unjust. We're supposed to speak out against it.
Amen.
And sometimes I wonder, why is it that we are so quiet on situations that's going on that we're so quiet about it?
Amen.
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 Why is the church so quiet about so many things
yes.
that's going on? Why is it not that the church is standing up for the righteousness that we say we have in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
And we believe in the righteousness, the same righteousness for every man. Not just those inside the building, not those in the church, but even those on the outside.
Yes.
Jesus came, amen, that he might give equality and equity not only to the so-called saved at that time, but also the one that was lost.
Amen.
And when we see things going on, and yet we say nothing about it,
mm-hmm.
something is wrong with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to do something about it, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus sent us here to change things, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter 9, I'm going to read some scriptures here, amen. Mark chapter 9, 49 and 50. If you get it, say amen. Then Matthew 5 and 13, because we want to see what is it that Jesus left us here for. Praise God. Why did Jesus leave us here? Maybe that would be my topic. I don't know. Why did Jesus leave us here? Amen. Have you ever thought about why he left us here? He said he left us here so that we might be a witness unto him. Amen. Huh? Not only witness the resurrection, but witness the righteousness that he spake, witness the righteousness that he walked, and Richard witnessed the righteousness that he did. Yeah. And we were supposed to be like him, amen. Mm-hmm. And wherever Jesus saw something wrong, he corrected it.
Amen.
Would you say so, amen?
Amen.
He saw a blind man and saw that the man was blind, but he corrected it, amen. Mm-hmm. He saw a man wasn't walking right, and he healed the lame man. Because he saw he wasn't walking right, you see, he corrected it, amen. And everything that he went around and saw that wasn't like God, he stepped out to correct it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Father, bless this word and bless those that hear. And Lord, help me not only to speak for myself, but speak for others, Lord. And Lord, that they might hear and believe and be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 9, amen. What I said, verse 49 and 50, amen. Listen to what it says here. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good. But if the salt has lost its saltiness, where will you be seasoned? Have salt in yourself and have peace one for another. Amen.
Amen.
When we talk about the salt. If salt loses its saltiness, what? It's good for nothing. Amen. Amen. And I always look at salt. It's salt is the white looking crystal stuff that can be used for many things, amen. You can take salt when you want to clean your pot out. Put a little salt and some ice in it and get around it to clean your coffee pot out, amen. So salt can be used for cleansing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So God left us here, amen, to cleanse some things, amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Salt can be, you know, there's no taste in the white of an egg, amen, the Bible says. But salt can be used to give our egg some taste, amen.
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 Amen. Salt can be used when we think about salt, amen. Salt can be used to as a preserver, amen. When we have meat and stuff like that back in the old times, back when I was in Alabama, and we killed hog, and since we unless we smoked the shoulders and the ham, we would put salt in it to preserve the meat, amen?
Amen.
So if the Lord left us here to be salt, that means we are here preserving the earth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, the earth wouldn't be here now if there wasn't any salt in the earth. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you realize that? Amen. The devil would have been already taken over if there wasn't no salt in the earth, amen.
Amen.
You see, we got to realize we are the preservers of the earth because what? Adam had dominion over the whole earth, and Adam was there to keep the earth clean and cleanse it and till it and do whatever needs to be done that everything might grow as it should do. He was there to keep the cutting bugs out and all of those things. But you see, God put man in the earth to preserve the earth. We're supposed to be a preserver.
Amen.
And whenever God takes the salt out, amen, the end gonna come.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. That is why the Bible said we're gonna be caught up. And when we're caught up, then all hell gonna break loose on the earth because there will be no salt in the earth. Come on, y'all. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Aren't you glad about that?
Yes.
Amen. That he got you here preserving the earth, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when we talk about salt, Matthew chapter 5, amen. I want to go over there, verse 13. And so I can get to my subject here, amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Because we're talking about the salt, the salt. We need some salt in the earth, amen. And God left you here to preserve the earth, to be salted, to cleanse it, amen, to preserve it. 5 and 13, what did that one say? Well, listen to what he said here. Ye are the salt of the earth. Same thing. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of man. When the salt loses taste, the only thing it's good for is to be walked upon. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to have for a thought today, no influence. Hello, amen.
Amen.
When we don't have influence, we don't have anything, amen.
Amen.
If God left us here to be an influence on the world, where is the church today? The church has lost its influence.
Amen.
The church has lost its influence, amen. And when the church loses its influence, it's good for nothing. Well, why are we here if that we can't influence nobody? Why are we here if we don't influence anything? Amen.
Amen.
If we're not doing any influence, then why are you here when you recognize the reason that the God left you here is to be an influence into the world, but where's our influence today? See, many times when we talk about influence, you know, people that have influence in the world, amen, they must not be influenced. When I look at all the, I call them great leaders of the world, the great leaders of the churches, amen, the great leaders, amen, in situations, the great leaders that have different positions, great leaders who are supposed to be thought, but they're not influencing nobody.
Amen.
You know, whatever the Bible said, one can chase 1,000 and 10,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. Then I look at great men in the earth now. I look at Joel Osteen, who has 30,000 people, but yet he don't have no influence on the government. I look at the Bishop T.D. Jakes, that's supposed to have 30,000 people, but no influence. Nobody is influencing the government, amen. We see these things going on in the earth. We see the things going on in the street. But yet none of the church people who so-called have all this influence, none of them is going to the White House. None of them is going to the governor. None of them is going to the city council. None of them is bringing any change. So where is your influence that you say you have and act like you have? Why aren't you doing something with the influence that God gave you? Are you with me here? Amen.
Amen.
Huh? See, God put us here to have influence. Amen. Jesus came. He influenced the whole world. And the reason he came, because he was an influence on the world. He the one came to influence change. Amen. He came to influence that changes might be made among one another. He came that we might be a different among one another, that we might treat one another right, that we might love one another, amen, that we might care for one another. He came to influence change upon the world. But those who are supposed to have all of this influence, where are you at today?
Amen.
Where is the church today? When we see a man choked to death in the street, and everybody rising up wanting to do something, but where's the church? The world is out trying to influence change, and yet the church is not standing up for change.
Amen. Amen. You're preaching.
We don't have no influence. One woman can influence the whole school system, amen, to change its policy, amen, of the things we... That the things they want to have in it, they want to take things out. One person influenced the change in that. Where was the church when this was going on? Where was all the pastors and the leaders and the so-called godly people that were supposed to be the salt of the earth? Where was they at that during that time, amen? Do you not realize the reason God put you in that position in the first place is what so that you could influence somebody?
Amen.
Amen. He gave you all those members and all the people that follow you, because you know he recognized that the more people that are following you, the more influence you have on the in the world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about influence today, amen.
Amen.
I want to know, where's the church, amen? Huh? Amen. Are we doing anything with the influence that we have? Do we go down to the school system and influence the school system that they're not going to let those things, what they're teaching in the schools now? We know that those teaching are not right, but where's the church in that? Why hasn't the whole, if we call it a church body, they say that we are one, instead of fighting over our doctrines and fighting over our little stuff and fighting over our organization and fighting over all this stuff, that, but nobody can come together to go down to the school system so that we might be an influence of change on the school system, but we sit back and we hide behind the pulpit and nobody's out in the world doing anything with it. Where's your influence, church member and preachers and leaders?
Amen. Well, amen.
When you gonna come out of the building?
Amen.
I'm talking about influence today, amen. Are y'all with me today, amen? Come on, say, I got to start influencing, amen.
Amen.
Come on, you got to be influenced on your job, amen. You're supposed to influence change on your job, amen. You're supposed to be the one that wants things to change, to make things better. You see, that's why God put you on that job, so you can be an influence on that job, so that you get equal pay, you know what I mean, for equal work, amen, that everybody will do the same amount of work and everybody get the same amount of pay. You see, God put you in that position so that you can influence, be an influence in the position that God put you in. Why would God make you a manager if you wasn't going to be no influence?
Amen.
Come on, say, I got to be an influence. Amen. Come on, amen. God made me the salt. He made you the salt. Amen. And everywhere you go, you're supposed to make things salty. Amen. They're supposed to recognize who you are by the works that you do. Amen. Your light is supposed to be shining, because your light will be an influence against the darkness. You see, your light will cause the darkness to go out. So whatever's going on wrong in your life, or going wrong on the job, or wherever you, the place that God put you, you will be a light there, will cause the darkness to be moved, because what? God made you an influence there.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
That is why our life has to be upright. That's why a lot of things we can't do in front of everybody, amen.
Right.
Well, we can't act out in front of unsaved people, because you lose your influence.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. They don't want what you got, because now you don't influence them no more. You got to remain steady. You got to be the same, amen. You can't be given to change all the time. You got to be who God made you. Stand up for who God made you and said, I am who I am. What? By the grace of God, nothing more, nothing less. And you're supposed to be an influence to others. But where's the influence? Where's the salt in this? Where's that preserved? Amen. Mark chapter 6. We see in Mark chapter 6, verse 20, amen. Hallelujah. We talk about John the Baptist, amen. Huh? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. You see, John the Baptist, even though he was a man of God, but John the Baptist had influence on the king. I know that somebody said President Trump had some counselors, amen, supposed to be godly counselors, but something must be missing there, because they must not be giving him godly counsel, amen. Because if they were giving him godly counsel and that they would have an influence on his life, amen, a lot of things that he say and a lot of things he would be doing, if you was influencing change, you get what I'm trying to say, amen. Come on, amen. I'm talking about his counselors, amen. John the Baptist here was a prophet, amen, and had been put in prison. But even though he had been put in prison, he still was an influence on the king. Mark chapter 6, verse 20. What does that say? I haven't got it yet. Somebody read it right quick. I'm talking about influence. How's John the Baptist influence?
For here I fear John, knowing that he was just a man, and a holy and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly.
It says Herod feared John. Now here is a man he done put in prison. Here's a man, I got him in jail. I got him in bondage right now. Harry had him in bondage right now. But yet, he still said he feared John because John influenced him. He saw the God that was in John, and he was afraid of the God that was in John. Amen. You see, the world's supposed to be what? Afraid of the God that is in you because they recognize that there's nothing greater than God, and greater is what's in you than what is in the world. You see, even though Herod had John in prison, Herod still was afraid of John because John influenced him that much.
Amen. Yes.
Huh? They said whatever John told Herod, Herod heard him gladly and did many things because of the word of John. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I'm trying to say somebody ought to be influencing the president. Amen. Somebody should be influencing the senators. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize who we are and how many we are, well, what if the whole body of Christ got together and went to the White House? If the Muslim can have a 1,000-man march, why can't the church?
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I know it's more than a million, supposed to be, more than a million saints, but we don't have no influence. We don't stand together. We don't fight for the same thing. We don't fight for righteousness. Amen. We don't fight for equity. We don't stand up for injustice. Amen. Where's the church in this? Where are the great leaders, the so-called great leaders, amen, with all of these people? You know, if you just take it like this, you know, you take the Creflo Dollars and you take the Joel Osteen's and you take the E.R. Hillard and you take the Kenny Copeland's and who else? All of them up in Tulsa there, amen. Oral Roberts. The Roberts, you know, the Roberts and the Kenny Hagins and the who's that out of California? The bishop of the Church of God in Christ. If you take him, who? The Graham. If you take all of these people, the one down in Florida, what's that name down in Florida there, amen?
You take Charles Blake. Charles Blake.
Charles Blake. Amen. And not only Charles Blake, but you got who's supposed to be the president counselor? Amen. What is her name? Paula White. Yeah, you take Paula White and you take all of these so-called great preachers that's supposed to have all this influence, and they won't go to the White House, and they won't stand up for nobody. They won't stand up against unrighteousness. Why did God put you in that position in the first place?
Don't forget Jakes.
Are y'all with me here? Amen.
Huh? Yeah.
Supposed to be the salt of the earth. But they don't stand up for nothing. They don't come out. They don't come out the church. They only preach in the church and don't come on the outside. They don't go out doing something trying to bring change. Amen. When you see all the wickedness and the unrighteousness, and you see all the things happening in the world, and God said, you are the salt of the earth, you don't lost your salt.
Yeah.
Huh? Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm talking about we need some change. Amen. Some change got to be made. If John the Baptist can influence Herod, and he was just a man, and all these who say they got all his power, and all them who say they got all his faith, and all these that say they can speak to the mountain, and all them that say they can stop storm, why can't you stop this stuff that's going on today? I'm talking about influence.
Yes.
We're supposed to be the salt of the earth, amen.
Yes. Amen.
We're supposed to be the one to bring changes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we lazy saints, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We won't go to the school board meeting. And we wonder why change go on because you wasn't there.
Amen.
You wonder why they made them new laws to say that homosexuality is okay is because you wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they're doing it in the school is because ain't nobody standing up against it.
Right.
Ain't no church folks standing up, amen.
Amen.
You're not coming out to churches, amen. You're staying behind the walls talking, but you're not on the street talking, amen. Why don't you get all the members, when I say power, All the people that's behind you are supposed to be with you, amen. Why don't you get all of them together and go down there and get something changed today and use the salt that God gave you?
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm talking about influence, amen. Hallelujah. If John the Baptist can have influence on here, then we should be able to have influence on the president, amen. That if all of us come together, amen, and stop boxing with one another all day and fighting one another, amen, duking out with one another, and accept what the word say and be who God say he's going to be and just do it the way God said. If we just be simple and read simple scriptures and do simple things, amen, and without having to go through all these other stuff you get to make something different, just have what it says. It says what it says, do what it says, and go on, we wouldn't be arguing and fighting all the time.
Amen.
If it said it, that's what it is. Sometimes your revelation gets too deep, and you revelate yourself right out of the will of God.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Huh? Instead of simple scriptures, amen. It's written simple, amen. It ain't hard to be understood, amen. He said even a child can understand it. Huh? And why is it that sometimes we allow the devil, amen, to tell us something different from what's written? Because you got a revelation. Your revelation too deep. It caused you to go to hell, deep down in the earth, amen.
Okay.
Instead of just accepting, it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
I might not like it, but it's still what it is, amen. Hallelujah. That's the way I had to look at it. It hits me sometimes, but it just is what it is. Amen. I might not want to do it, but if I don't do it, I know what's going to happen. Amen. I'm going to be punished for it. Amen. Amen. There's a consequence if I don't do it. Amen. Some things you do, it might not, you might not go to hell from it, but you're going to suffer some consequence. I care what sin you do. Amen. Whatever you do. Them seeds gonna come up one day. We better be praying for some crop failure. There's some things came out of your mouth. You say, oh, Lord, don't let those crops come up, amen. I done sowed some bad seed, amen. That's why God said watch your seed because the words come out of your mouth. It's influence. People are influenced by words. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful with your words because you can influence your child, amen. You can influence others by the words that come out of your mouth because you have to realize your words, amen, are spirit and their life, amen. And so be careful what you say. Make sure you're always speaking life rather than death, amen. And bitter water and sweet water shouldn't come out the same mouth because if my influence is going to be righteousness, if my influence is going to be of God, if my influence, I've got to make sure I say the right thing. Because if I don't say the right thing, I might influence, my influence might be negative towards somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about influence, church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's turn. Let's go to another scripture. Let's see right here. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 2 through 6. I'm talking about influence. And to see, you don't have to be a great person to influence nobody.
Amen.
Is that all right? John the Baptist was in prison, but he still was an influence on the government, amen. 2 Kings chapter 5, when I talk about 2 Kings chapter 5, this is a young slave girl, amen. She's a young slave girl that's been taken captive by the Syrian army, amen. And because she's been taken captive by the Syrian army, she's a child of God. She's an Israelite, amen.
Amen.
And she's been taken captive, but one thing she knew, she said that she had been taught by her God, by her parents, about her God before she paid, before they took her, amen. What I'm trying to say. Before they captured her, she knew about the God of Israel, amen.
Amen.
And because she knew about the God of Israel, even though she was a slave to Naaman's wife, what is that? Now Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a man, mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Come on. He's a world of man. I'm going to call him a captain of hosts, amen. I'm going to say he was over the Syrian army, amen. He led in battle for them to get deliverance over Israel, amen. And even though here he is, he's a captain of hosts, amen. He's a mighty man, a great warrior, amen. But here it is, a little girl that he captured and made his servant, or made his slave, she still had influence.
Amen.
She kept telling, verse 2 that. Now, I'm going to say verse 3. And she said unto her mystery, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel. That is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 chains of ring. But here's the part I want to get to. The little girl here is influencing Naaman's wife about the God of Israel.
Amen.
Come on, I'm trying to say, you don't have to be a great somebody to have influence. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come on. Say, I can have influence. I might be small in the sights of men, but I'm great in the sight of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be small in the sight of others. Amen. And I like to say, I might be nobody to the world, but I'm somebody to God. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. I'm somebody to God. Amen. I'm a son of God. Amen. I'm close to God because what? I'm his son, but so that means I got influence because I'm a son.
Amen.
And she kept telling them, yeah, there's a prophet down there. There's a prophet down there. See, she kept telling about the God of Israel, and there was a man of God that was there that could get him delivered from his situation.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And when she kept talking, she kept telling them about God, about the man of God that could deliver him. She kept telling them, she influenced him enough to go give it a try. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. You see, we're supposed to be influencing people to give God a try. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're supposed to influence change in people and telling you, yeah, you got this situation in your life right now, amen. But there's a God. Come on, y'all, say, my God can deliver you, amen. Hallelujah. You might have drugs in your life right now, but what? My God can deliver you, amen. Come on, y'all. See, that's where you influence people. You got to tell people about the deliverer that we have in Christ Jesus, because Jesus is our deliverer. So we need to be telling people about Jesus and influence them to try Jesus so that Jesus can bring change in their life. But this little woman had influence. And you're supposed to be people of influence. The reason the Lord, come on, say, the reason God left me here. So that I could be an influence unto others. He left me here for that purpose, amen. See, that's your purpose in life, amen. Is to be an influence to others, amen. See, you wonder what is am I supposed to do? Be an influence. What should I be doing to others? I'm supposed to be telling them about a man that can heal them of their leprosy. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. When you got a sin, amen. When you got a situation in life, leprosy at that time was incurable, amen. They didn't have no medicine for it,
amen.
Hallelujah. The only somebody that can cure leprosy was God, amen. And the only somebody that can take care of your sin and cleanse you from that your sin is Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's the only one that can get rid of your problem and your sin.
Yes. Yes.
Can't no money buy you out of this, amen. Can't no doctor get you out of this, amen. The only somebody can cure you of leprosy is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah, amen. See, we're supposed to be influencing people that Jesus can what? Jesus can heal you of your situation. He can change your life, amen. He can turn things around. No matter how bad it is, amen, Jesus can change things. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. He's able, amen, to do anything but fail you. But you see, you got to influence people enough to go down there and try. And what they told Naaman to do, go dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to do it his way. Well, why can't I go somewhere else? You know, we the same way, amen. When God tells us to go be baptized in Jesus' name, we want to do it some other way. We want to still follow the tradition of our parents, grandparents. And don't know your granddaddy might be going to hell too. Because he didn't do it when he was told. If it says 7 times, guess what? 7 times, amen. If you did it 6 times and didn't do it 7 times, you're not going to be cleansed, amen. So he had to wash the way the man of God told him to wash in order to get what the man of God told him he was going to get, amen. And see, a lot of people don't want to do it. They want to be just like me. Why can't I go down to some of those clean rivers and stuff? Why do I have to go down to this nasty place and be baptized 7 times, amen, dip myself 7 times?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, she was an influence enough to get him to do it. A little maid. Everybody else might have said that she wasn't nobody, but she was somebody, amen. She influenced a man to do something to bring change in his life. Hallelujah. You get what I'm trying to say, amen. See, the little stuff that you put out, you might not think very much about it, but Jesus can take the little and make much out of it, amen. The little words you got, the little influence you got, if you use the little that you got, God can turn the little into much, amen. But you got to have faith enough to do what? To speak the little that you got or give the little that you got so God can increase.
Amen.
I'm talking about influence, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Esther chapter 4:14, amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about influence. I'm just using the scriptures, amen. Is that all right? Esther 4:14. Because we talk about influence. I want to see when are we going to come out from behind the walls, amen. You know, this virus that's going on here might, God could have just did that to get us out of the church, because otherwise we weren't going to leave the church except he sent a plague and didn't allow us to come back together. And that could have been the reason. You know, that could have been the reason, one of the reasons that God allowed this epidemic to come, because we had hid in our foxhole. We've been hid in our foxhole so long and not going out to the world and not going out to and doing anything with what we got. And everything we got, we kept it in the church. So in order to get it out the church, God had to send an epidemic so it could come in the church to run you out the church. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Amen.
Because the only place you ever go is the church. You ain't no influence nowhere else. You don't go nowhere else. Ain't no influence on the outside. Don't go to school board meetings. Don't go to the city council meetings. Don't go to none of the meetings that they have in town to be an influence there. We sit at home. But we want change to come. Your voice is never being heard because you're not there so anybody can hear it. I'm talking about influence, y'all. Huh? You want things to be different at school. You want things to be different in our city. You want things to be different in our country. We want things to be different, but yet no influence, amen. Nobody's going out talking about the man that can heal you of anything, amen. Nobody's talking about the name of Jesus, amen. We're no influence. Yeah, the mother can leave class and go pray, and you can't even pray at all at school, and you allow that stuff to happen, no influence. That means they got more influence on the school board than you got. And you're supposed to have the truth. You're supposed to be walking in the truth. We're supposed to have the truth, right? But they got more influence on the world than we got. What's wrong with that picture? Somebody help me today. Help me today. Help me to Prevo. Help me, Prevo. Tell me what's wrong with that picture, amen.
Everything's all the way back. Everything. I got a picture.
You get what I'm trying to say? See, they allow, see, when you allow yourself to get in the hand of the government, they tell you what you can and can't say. They tell us what we can and can't do, amen. When you allow yourself to get into their head, amen, they tell you who can come to your church. They tell you who can stand up and who what you can say and what you can't say. You see, they're influencing you instead of you influencing them. What's wrong with us today? Y'all praying with me today, amen. Am I on time? Am I on time today, sir?
Amen.
Am I on time? I'm talking about influence, amen. Am I on time?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you got a crack house in your street, on your street, right next to your house? Well, I don't want to turn them in. And then they say a crack to your children. Where your influence at? Get that mess out of your street.
Amen.
Instead of sitting back letting him destroy everybody on the corner. I told a guy one time, no, you can't be doing that on this street. Everybody said, well, hey, aren't you scared? No, I ain't scared. I'm telling. Then I go down and say, that wasn't told. But that told, no, you can't be doing that here, brother. No. Nope. Don't you have all them cars coming out of my front yard? Nope. Then he came back and said, Miss Page, you won't see that happening no more. Influence. I didn't holler at him. I just told him, no, you can't be doing that here. Because I know you'll sell it. You'll sell it to my son and destroy his life just like you would. So you can go somewhere else with it. I can't tell you where to go with it. But you ain't going to be next door to me selling it. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. You ain't going to be next door selling to me. So I said, well, what if they shoot you? You better not get it. You better not miss him. I know he did it. Yeah, I'm going to let God have him. Sure it is. Get him, Jesus. That's what I'm going to say. Get him, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to talk about influence. Amen. You see, if you want change, you got to be the influence of change. Amen. What is on your street? Was on your block, or your community, or wherever it is, if you don't go out to be an influence, no change comes.
That's right.
Read that, Esther, what I said, 4 and 14. Esther 4 and 14, then I'm quick. Time to stop, amen. Come on, all y'all out there, God said, I want you to be some salt, amen. You're the salt. You're supposed to be influencing the earth. You're supposed to be influencing people's lives. Amen. You're supposed to be influencing the government. Amen. You're supposed to be influencing on the schools. Amen. You're supposed to be influencing at the city council. When the city council allow a lot of stuff to come in your city, where's the church at? Where's the voice of the church? The church voice needs to be heard. So a lot of things they allow to come, your voice needs to be heard. When they put the liquor stores on your corner and you don't speak up, you notice they don't go down in the rich people's neighborhood and put no liquor store. Huh? Why? It's because the rich people got influence. They go down to city council and say what they don't want coming through their neighborhood. Huh?
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen?
Amen.
Why? They're using the influence they got. Amen. Whether it's their money, it's their power, whatever, they're using what they got to influence to get what they want. Amen. And so we got the power of God, and then we said the word of God is power unto salvation to all them that are believing. And we said we got the word of God, and we won't go speak the word of God, which is the power of God that is in our mouth, and we won't go speak it. What's wrong with us? Hallelujah. Come on. Esther 4 and 14. I haven't found it yet. Somebody got it already.
And if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish.
Listen to what it said. If you remain silent, completely silent, if you don't say nothing, if you see it going on and you don't say nothing, amen. He was letting us know, you've been put in this position And I know you think because you put in this position, you're going to be safe because you're in this position, amen. Huh? Yeah, a lot of the policemen like that too, amen. They get in that position, they think they're going to be safe because of their position. I sure wish to God, amen, that the government would stop letting the police investigate themselves. You let me investigate myself for a crime. I'm innocent.
Every time.
Praise God. Huh? Huh? But if we remain silent, nothing gonna change.
Amen.
If we continue to allow this to happen, amen. That the church world, the people of the world, the people of the church, amen, will come together, amen. And that's the government, amen. We want independent counselor to investigate the police department, amen. Don't let them do it themselves because I'm always going to be innocent if I investigate myself.
Right.
But if you remain silent, read that scripture again.
If you remain completely silent at this time.
If you remain completely silent at this time, amen, this time happening right now. This time when a policeman can put his knee on a man's neck and hold it for 10 minutes. You know you can't go without breath over about 3 minutes, but you're going to continue to cut his breath off for over 9 to 10 minutes, and nobody say nothing to the body. If you remain silent, this going to continue. I'm talking about influence, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you remain silent, it will continue. If nobody speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a man had decided he was going to kill all the Jews. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he had made a plot to kill all the Jews. Made a gallows. He's going to hang the men of influence. You know, they always hang the men of influence. And that's why a lot of them don't want to step out because they're scared to die.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. They have fear of death. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to recognize you came here to die.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You can't die. If they put a ring around you, a rope around your neck and put you in the tree, if it ain't time to die, you ain't going to die. Come on, y'all. Amen. The Hebrew guards, they put them in the furnace. It wasn't their time to die. They didn't die even in the furnace. Come on, y'all. They had John the Revelator. Amen. It is said, I didn't read it, it is said that they put him in a pot and tried to boil him. He wouldn't even cook. And then, so what did they do then? They put him on the Isle of Patmos. Well, we can't kill him. We just put him out here by himself, amen, because he believed in the God that could deliver him from anything. He believed in saying what he's going to say, what God told him to say, and regardless of who didn't like it and who didn't like him, amen, and whatever government didn't like it and whatever needed to be said, he said what needed to be said and was willing to die for what he said.
Amen.
Well, how we got to a place we ready to die for what's right? If you remain silent, was what he told us. If what about that? Read it.
Relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews of another place. For you and your father's house will perish.
You and your father, if you remain silent, guess what? You're going to perish too. They're going to kill you too one day. If you remain silent, they're going to kill your children like that. I know, I'm not prejudiced, but I hope the white folks don't think that it's just going to be with us. Because when they get through with us, they're going to turn to you. If you remain silent, they're going to kill your children too. You just think it's the black folks right now, but if you remain silent, you might think it is just the Mexican people, but if you remain silent, you Chinese folks, if you remain silent, you Japanese folks, if you remain silent, they're going to get you too. That if you keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you rise up and be an influence of change, amen, you need to rise up and be a change and cause a change to take place. We need to stand up. If we got to lock arms, the arms and hand in hand, If we have to walk down the street together, if we have to go down to the courthouse together, if we have to go to the White House together, if we have to go down to the school at the same time, if you want to change that buoy, we all got to go to buoy at the same time. Black folks, white folks, Chinese folks, African folks, and whatever nation or creed or color people, if we can lock arm to arm and go down to the buoy, we can get some of the curriculum changed in the school. But if you remain silent.
Amen.
What else does it say there before I quit?
Yeah, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Who knows whether God puts you in that position to be able to be in place for what? To deliver the people for what? Such a time as this. Hallelujah. Who knows if God just saved you, amen, in this hour and this time so that you could be a deliverer to God's people, amen?
Amen.
Come on, y'all, amen. You might be the deliverer of the world. Who knows? But if you remain silent, read that Esther 4 and 14 again. If you remain silent.
Then you remain completely silent at this time. Relief and deliverance will arrive from the Jews from another place. So you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as
such a time as this. Amen.
Amen.
Father God. Amen. I thank you today. If there's somebody out there want to be saved today, and you realize God wants to save you for a time, such a time as this, that God wants you to be the salt. God wants you to be a voice in the earth, amen, to stand up against unrighteousness and injustice. God called you for that position. And the only reason you are not fulfilling that position is because you're allowing the devil to keep you hooked up. The devil got you hooked on something, amen, hooked on lust, hooked on drugs, got you hooked on all this stuff, where that you can't fulfill the purpose of God. And I know there's somebody that's unsaved right now. God called you for that position. God called you to do that. And if you're on now and you want to be saved, we want to know, hear about it. And you can pray. Father God, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me. I believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day. And Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of my sin. And I ask you to accept me into your kingdom. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can make a confession like that. The Bible said ye shall be saved. It didn't say you will saved. It said shall be. That means you got to go on and do other things. The Bible said repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So repent, fear godly sorrow, and repent. Amen. Be baptized. And then the Bible said, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, except you be born of water and of the Spirit, ye shall not enter the kingdom of God. And I don't know what, I don't want you to continue to go on supposing that you're going to make an end and you ain't been born of water and spirit. And he said, ye shall not enter. And you can take a lie from the devil as you like. That'll be up to you. But I'm just letting you know what God said. Amen. Thank all of y'all for listening today. Father, bless the people who heard. Give them an ear, Lord, to change. Give them an ear, Lord, to want to speak up. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the blessing of you over your people. And I give thanks in Jesus' name. Everybody say. Everybody say. See you next week. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I wish I had a song. Hallelujah. So we want to... Oh, I didn't say about the, all the offerings. Amen. We talk about offerings and everything. And I think it's... PayPal. And Cash App. Cal Church Inc.
And
gmail.com. whatever you like to see and send it. We ain't begging nobody. We ain't broke. If God lays on your heart to get it, I don't need your money if you think I'm begging. My God supply my needs according to your riches and glory. And so you give to God as God says for you to give. And so you don't think you're giving me nothing. So send in your tithes and your offerings. And I bless God for you sending it. And because God says you give the first fruit. Not that you're obeying me, but you're obeying God. And you get the blessing from God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to take up our offering and thing in here. Amen. We're signing off, y'all people out there on the line. You have a testimony that Brother Ray? Amen. If nobody else on, I'll see y'all Wednesday night. God bless.